Did you know that the American city with the highest concentration of young workers is Provo, Utah, and the city with the most minorities is McAllen, Texas? That information is part of a new Census Bureau report and searchable tool called Census Explorer. We'll link to it at hereandnow.org. And it's geared towards young adults who may be deciding where to live. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, joins us from Washington, D.C. with more. Derek, welcome back and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jeremy.
Well, first, tell us how this tool works. What is the idea behind it?
When most people are thinking about where to move when they're 22 or maybe 28, the first place they're probably not turning to is the census. But the nice thing about the census is that rather than get an impression about a city from friends, the census gives you stats. It gives you statistics, and statistics paint a broader picture. And so this report, Young Adults Then and Now, offers a wonderful look at hundreds of cities around the country to tell you which of them has the highest share of employment, the lowest poverty rate, the most single people. So it turns out to be a pretty handy tool when figuring out which city is going to give you the best chance to get ahead.
Well, let's look at some examples. You mentioned the city with the highest concentration of single people. What is that?
It is Springfield, Massachusetts, followed very closely by Buffalo and New Haven. This was surprising to me and I think to a lot of people around the country, although it's difficult to have a clear impression of what city is going to have the highest share of young single people. I would not have guessed that it would have been so concentrated in the Northeast.
Why do you think that is?
One theory is that you do see across these statistics that religion and getting married at a younger age tend to correlate. So, for example, you tend to have young people getting married rather early in Idaho, in Utah. And so it might simply be that you have a lot of college-educated people who are potentially more secular, a lot of women potentially who went to school and have college debt. And you tend to find that these are other statistics that tend to correlate to higher average marriage rates. So it might simply be the case that people in the Northeast and on the coast in general just get married a bit later.
Well, and in fact, Provo, Utah is listed as the place with the highest share of Americans under the age of 35.
Right. Provo, Utah. There are a lot of Mormons here, and you don't have a lot of single young people here because you have a lot of early marriages. So this is one of those other areas where you begin to see some of these statistics come together, both the youth of the workforce in Provo and the fact that there are a lot of young married couples there as well.
And it is the most religious metro area. Tick through some of the other results that you found.
The one that I thought was most interesting is the highest share of young college graduates. And here, the list isn't particularly surprising, but it's important. Number one is Boston. Number two is where I am, Washington, D.C. Number three, San Francisco. San Jose is followed quickly right behind it. And then New York is also in the top seven.
Well, and one of the other things I noticed there is these are cities and in the top 10, also Durham, Chapel Hill, and as you mentioned, the Bay Area, Boston, Cambridge, New York, these are places that have big tech industries. This is where the tech companies want to be because this is where all the young college graduates are.
That's a fantastic point. You do have – there is a sense, I think, very much a sense that if you're a graduate of, say, a top 50, top 100 school, there are a handful of cities you can count on both hands that are sort of your top-of-mind places to go. And, you know, this is what demographers and economists look at and call agglomeration or clustering. You have these rich cities that are likely to continue to get richer because young people want to be around other highly educated, upwardly mobile young people. And so they tend to cluster in a small number of cities, giving those cities additional and multiplicative advantages over generations.
Let's talk about earnings among young people in these cities. Where did you find that people are not doing so well in the country?
It's among the sunnier places, literally, but less sunny potentially economically. You have a lot of cities in Texas, a couple cities in California and Florida, North Carolina. You know, these are cities that tend to have high minority populations and often lots of immigration. So one thing that you're seeing is that these are cities that are not as established as older, coastal, often liberal cities. So it's not so much a problem of that city's government. Often it's just because these are areas where you have a high minority, lots of immigrant population there, which tends to depress overall wages.
And the census also found here that young people today are better educated than their counterparts 35 years ago, but they are also poorer on the whole.
This is the tremendous irony of the Great Recession, which is that it happened to occur just as the generation with the highest education attainment in American history was hitting the workforce. And it complicates the argument of whether college is, quote, worth it. Average wages, inflation adjusted, have actually fallen over the last 10 years. So, you know, it's hard to tie that too close together to college. But it is the case that young people, 20-somethings, are earning less in real inflation adjusted terms than they were just 15 years ago.
Derek, as we know, a lot of the growth in population in this country over recent decades has been in the Sun Belt states. As you look at these numbers now, where do you see the growth happening in the years and decades to come?
Well, the interesting thing is that you see a lot of wage, a lot of income growth happening on the coast. This is the place where you imagine sort of graduates of top 50, top 100 schools to go. But in fact, the cities where young people are most likely to have jobs in the first place, where the percent of this 18 to 34 population is most likely to be employed, it's actually the Midwest, not the coast. Number one is Des Moines. Number two is Omaha. Number three is Madison. Number four is Minneapolis. Number five is Salt Lake City. These are not coastal cities. They are, however, cities with lots of college-educated young people. And perhaps because they're not quite as competitive as the coast, it's a place where a young person can go and still have a tremendous opportunity to work hard and get ahead.
And probably be able to get a much bigger house.
And exactly. And your money can go a lot further because since wages aren't always as high and because there's more space to build, the supply of housing is larger and median income isn't quite so high. I mean, Minneapolis strikes me as one of the most interesting from this list. Minneapolis is top 10 in so many things. It has among the lowest poverty rates in the country. It has among the highest employment rate for young people in the country. Average and median wages are both in the top 10. And yet it's also rather affordable. So if I'm looking at this list and I'm thinking, okay, where's a place that I can get a job that pays well and live affordably? Maybe ignore the coast and head to Minnesota. Minneapolis finishes in the top 10 in a lot of these categories.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks again.
Thank you.